the duplicate tape of Ms. Louise Whiting's interview, tape one. From 90 minutes to 60 minutes.
Today is March the 5th. This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is Bernice Sam doing the interview, and I'm about to interview a lady by the name of Louise Whiting. Louise, would you mind giving me your name and when you were born and where you were born?
Well, my name is Louise Madeleine Whiting. I was born March the 18th, 1891.
Where were you born, Louise?
Los Angeles.
Right, in Los Angeles? Where about Los Angeles?
In the same house I still live in for 89 years.
And where is this house, Louise?
411 Bernard Street, Chinatown.
Would you care to tell me something about the origin of your parents? Where did they come from?
They came from Alsace, Germany. Alsace, France.
France. And what did your father do?
My grandfather worked for the Southern Pacific. He was foreman of the bridge and building department.
My father
died when I was 5 years old. I don't remember much about it. I know he was an artist, but other than that, I don't remember.
And who raised you?
My grandparents.
In this same house?
In the same house that I live in today.
Now, what kind of a language do you speak at home?
English, American.
Do you speak French?
No.
Then where did you go to school?
Castellar Street School at what it's now called Hill Street and College.
And how about junior high?
I didn't go to junior high.
Then besides going to school, what did you do most of the time?
That's hard to say. I was home, you know, I only worked out for a while to learn something about millinery. I worked in a millinery store for a while just to learn how to make things.
Mm-hmm. Then at home, did you learn something from grandmother?
Well, what a person naturally learns. They learn how to keep house and take care of things. I studied music. Instead of going to high school, I went and studied music. I was a pianist.
You must be quite an accomplished pianist then. How many years did you put in the piano?
What do you mean, to study? Mm-hmm. About 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Do you still play the piano?
No.
Why not?
Arthritis in my hands, I can't handle it.
Do you like the place that you live in?
Yes.
When you were in at home, when you were at home, did you have any Chinese friends or Chicano friends?
Well, there were, as a young girl, there weren't too many Chinese lived around this neighborhood. But Chinatown hadn't moved up here then. Chinatown was down on Alameda Street until they put in the Union Station down there is where Chinatown was. And there was no Chinese living around here. It was mostly railroaders that worked for the railroad and that lived around here. There weren't really a great many Mexicans around here either.
Well, what kind of people were here at that time?
Well, what would you call them?
They are non-Chinese, non-Mexican.
No.
Would you call them Europeans?
No, just like, what would you call me?
French?
Well,
Italians?
No. I'm not Italian. I'd be French descent, yes. Of course, there'd be people around here that would be English descent. They're Americans. That's the only way I could describe it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand there were quite a few French people in this neighborhood at that time.
Well, not that I'm aware of.
Do we not have a French bakery still?
Well, years ago, I barely remember there was a French bakery over on the corner of College and what was Castellar Street, but is now called Hill Street.
But then I think the French bakery is still there.
No.
Not there, but another block down.
That I don't know.
Oh. Then how about the French hospital? How come
that's been there ever since I can remember.
Mm-hmm. How come they call it a French hospital?
Well, I think it was started by the French people. That's the only way I know. I don't know.
So you really didn't have too many Chinese friends because...
No.
Then after the Chinatown moved up here, did you have some Chinese friend then?
No, I'm not much of a mixer.
I see.
And Chinese people don't mix very much either.
Why do you suppose the Chinese do not mix very well
with
others?
I don't know. They keep to themselves, I guess. But I gotta see what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Now, when you are sick at home, what kind of medicine do you usually use? American medicine or something that your grandparents knew?
What my doctor prescribes. Mm-hmm. And then I take vitamins.
Then at home for recreation, what do you usually do? Do you like music or like the ball game?
For recreation, I look at television.
Now, huh? And play with your cats? Dog?
Take care of them, yes.
Do you have any relations back in Europe? Do you ever write to them?
Not anymore. I did, but they had passed away. So they lived in Alsace. But I don't
say that word again.
Alsace.
Alsace.
The people here say Alsace-Lorraine, but that would just be like saying California and Oregon, see?
Oh, I see.
But it's two different, but that they
small
always say
country.
Alsace-Lorraine, but it's not so. It's Alsace.
Alsace.
France.
France. Oh, I see. The Alsace is a place in France.
Yes.
Oh, I see. I've never heard of that. When you're living, since you live so close to Chinatown, do you see quite a few Chinese
yes.
when you go out?
Yes, it's all Chinese around here.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have much to do with them, though, other than say hello, maybe?
No. And most of them can't speak or understand English that live around here. In fact, I don't know any of them that can.
Except me now.
No, but you don't live around here. Those that live around here can't speak or understand English.
Then do you happen to know of any Chinese who's very prominent in Chinatown.
In Chinatown?
In Chinatown, the Chinese.
No.
Do you go to their meetings now, like redevelopment committee or things
like
that?
I did go, yes, but I haven't the last, for a while I haven't been going. But I get the information all the time.
But why are you still interested in the redevelopment of Chinatown?
Because I have property here in the district that is being redeveloped. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know what's going on.
In your lot, is there just one house?
No, it's two.
You have two houses. You live in one, and what happened to the other one?
Rent it.
I see. Then can you tell me, what kind of jobs do most Chinese work at in Chinatown here?
I don't know.
From what you can see, most Chinese live among themselves?
Yes.
Why do you suppose it that was?
I don't know.
Now, during the Depression, you were still in Los Angeles, of course.
Yes.
Could you see that the Chinese were affected by the Depression?
I couldn't say, but I say there weren't many Chinese around here then.
Uh-huh. How about the buildings and construction in Chinatown? Were there a whole lot of buildings in Chinatown during the Depression?
What year was the Depression?
Well, let's say 1932.
Well, 1930. I just can't remember. You see, I just naturally they gradually come up, and I didn't pay too much attention at the time or place. But of course, there wasn't too much of Chinese being built then. You see, when they put the freeway through, they took out all these houses that went up here, and Bernard went clear up to the hill.
Oh, I didn't know that. When did they put in that freeway to Pasadena? You remember? About late 30s, 1939 or so?
Yes, somewhere in there, yes.
Do you have any non-Chinese friends who live in Chinatown?
Well, not any close friends, no.
Do you find the Chinese hostile to you since you are the only one of your kind who live here? Are they friendly to you? Are the Chinese friendly to you?
Well, I guess I could say yes.
Have you noticed that the Chinese have progressed quite a little bit the last 20 years? Progress.
Yes, I know what you mean, but I couldn't answer that question because I, as I said before, I'm not much of a mixer, and I wasn't aware of what they did or their progress or.
Mm-hmm. So, even though you don't have too much to do with the Chinese, do you enjoy living here?
I wouldn't want to live anyplace else.
Why is that?
Because this has been my home for so many years, and I like it, and I like to have the Chinese around me.
Uh-huh. So in other words, you feel very
although
secure
I'm not,
and
not
safe.
Not close friends with them, but still, I like their, I don't know really what to call it.
You feel very secure
yes.
with them around.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something about your hobbies, please.
Well, my main hobby is button collecting of the old antique buttons. Mm-hmm.
Do you have many of them? 100?
Well, I have a very good collection. We don't go by numbers, the amount of them, it's what they are. Just like collecting stamps and coins. Mm-hmm. It's the rarity of things.
I see.
Some date back to the Revolutionary War, some the 18th century. And
how many years ago that you started collecting buttons? 50? 40?
No, not that long. Oh, I guess about 30 years. 25 to 30 years.
Do you go to meetings?
Yes.
How often do you go to
meetings? I go once a month. I'm not as active as I used to be. I used to be one of the judges at the shows. See, in May, our state show will be again, but it will take place in Fresno. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the national. See, it's nationwide.
I see.
And here in Los Angeles in California, we have button clubs all over the state.
Do you sometimes win anything, a prize?
I used to, but not anymore, because I don't enter for competition anymore.
I see.
I don't enter my trays anymore.
Then on Sundays, do you go to church?
No. No, I don't.
Besides the button collecting, what else do you do for recreation?
Work in the yard.
Work in the yard. Mm-hmm. And do you have some animals to keep you company?
Oh, yes, I have a dog and two cats to take care of. They were all strays at one time, and I can't refuse to look after animals.
Can you tell me something about your two cats?
Well, they were all strays. One day, three little girls, Chinese girls, come to my front door and said, "Mrs. Whiting, will you please take this little cat?" Says, "We can't take it to the pond. We don't want to take it to the pond," but said, "The landlord won't let us keep it. Won't you please take it?" So what could I do? I couldn't refuse it to them. So naturally I took it and took care of it. And now that's the yellow cat.
Oh, the yellow tiger.
Yeah, and I named him Morris after the Morris that was on television.
Oh, yes. And what happened to the other one?
Well, the other was a stray that people moved away back there. They moved away and left these cats. So I kept the one, and another friend of mine took the other two.
And what about your dog?
He was
what
a little.
Is it?
He's a French poodle, a very fine pedigreed French poodle. He was lost.
And you have had the animals for a number of years.
Huh? Yes, mm-hmm. It's always had dogs and cats ever since I was a child.
I see you have lots of interesting old things in your house. Can you tell me something about that wood stove over there?
Well, I don't use it to cook with. I use it just for heating. And of course, years ago, my grandmother had, before we had gas and that in the house, we had a wood stove. And then another thing, when we had the oil wells, we had the gas from the oil wells piped into the stove. We burnt gas from the oil wells.
Oh.
It was piped into the stove, see?
Where about was the oil well, Louise?
Well, my folks own that property in the back, and we had an oil well right in the back.
Right in the back of your house?
No,
back
of the backyard there, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there was other oil wells there, see? And when the oil wells come in, my grandparents sold that property back there to the oil company. Get up here and behave yourself. To the oil company, and so that's where we got the gas from.
I see. Now, what happened? Now, what year was that when they still had the oil well? Approximately. How old were you then?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
You were still a teenager?
You mean when they took them away?
Uh-huh, when they took away the oil well.
No, I think I must have been in the... See, I was around 20 when I went to Europe. And we still had the oil wells around here then.
Then at one time your house and your property was really surrounded by oil wells.
Well,
at one time.
Yes, there's oil well there and there's oil well in the back, you see.
But
right up there where see that used to be Curtis Street back there. And now you behave yourself. For goodness sake, that'd be good. Let's see, Curtis Street, of course that is no more because the freeway cut it off, see, and then there was Horton Street back there, that's gone, that's where the freeway went in through there, it took all those houses. And,
so why do you suppose they took out all the oil well, was it?
Because they weren't very successful.
Oh. In other words, they have already pumped out.
Well,
all the oil.
I understand they weren't drilled deep enough to be very successful. That's all the information I know about.
Do you remember which company who operated those oil wells? Which big oil company?
Gates, I think it was.
Gates?
Gates was one. I don't remember exactly.
What else that was around this neighborhood long time ago?
Well, there was the ice house where they made the ice to refrigerate the railroad cars.
You say there was a railroad? Railroad
right
track?
Down over the bluff was all railroad yard.
Right there, in other words, right there were in front of Mandarin Plaza.
Well, Mandarin Plaza was right on the bluff there.
Oh.
That's all filled in there.
So where was the ice?
Get down there now.
Where was the ice house then?
Right across the street. Where Bandard Plaza starts in, where the building first starts in there.
Uh-huh. I
That's
see.
Where it was. And then there was the Baker Ironworks. That was a big concern, you know.
I see.
That was on both sides of the street, North Broadway. Originally, North Broadway was called Buena Vista Street.
Oh, I didn't know that. Buena Vista.
And the red cars went from downtown to Pasadena along Buena Vista.
About when did they change the name from Buena Vista
that to... That I can't tell you. That's so long ago that I don't know. And of course, at that time, I wasn't conscious of time or that pay much attention to those things. When McKinley was here,
who's McKinley?
President McKinley. When he was here, they run along North Broadway there. I was down the corner to see him.
Oh, you mean he paraded?
Well, yes.
What we call North Broadway.
Yes,
now,
yes.
And you actually saw,
yes,
President McKinley.
Yes.
Did you like his looks?
Oh, yes. I was just a child. I don't know.
Well, which other...
I know. I went down over the bluff here with River Station. And when the train that carried the soldiers for the Spanish-American War, I went down there to see them go off in the train. I was quite young then.
Who are the important people that you have seen? Anyone? Oh, you mentioned about the airplane that...
Oh, the Wright brothers?
Uh-huh.
They were down, they had a show of the different planes and that. That was down on the road down to the beach. I can't think of the name of that ranch, that big ranch down there.
Did you
Domingo's,
see the...
Domingo's Ranch, I think it was.
Did you meet the Wright brothers?
No.
No.
No, I was just a spectator.
Well, you weren't close enough to
see
him, that's why.
No. I wanted to show you the pictures of when they blew up the Times Building. I took some pictures of that.
Oh.
You know, the Times Building was on the corner of Broadway and First.
Broadway and First.
First,
uh-huh.
On the northeast corner.
Mm-hmm.
They're over that way now.
Mm-hmm.
It was blown up.
Oh,
bombed.
I would like to see the pictures. But
uh-huh.
When did this happen? About how long ago?
There you go, dates again. No.
How old were you then?
Well, I was old enough to go around and take these pictures.
Well, maybe 20,
yes.
20,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, when they
yes.
blew up the
yes.
Times Building.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would like to see some of those pictures. And what about the pigeon farm you mentioned?
Oh, yes. That was there for many years.
About?
Oh, millions of pigeons. And when the flood, the river washed, it had a flood, and the river wasn't all contained in those days like it is now, and it washed most of the pigeon farm away.
Mm. Then did they rebuild the pigeon farm?
No. They put it back again.
So we figured the pigeon farm is about 6 blocks from where you live now.
Well, let's see, 1, 2. Well, yes, I guess you'd say that. A little bit more, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Around that neighborhood. How about this Elysian Park? Mm-hmm. Has it always been there ever since
yes,
you were
ever
a little
since,
girl?
Ever since I remember. And then there was the Catholic cemetery.
Where about was that?
Right here, where the church is, St. Peter's Church. That originally was a vault for Griswolder. He was a very wealthy man here in Los Angeles. And when
what's his name again?
Griswolder.
Griswolder.
When he died, why, he left a certain amount for his monument, and that's what it was, mm-hmm. monument. And later they made it into a church. They built onto it.
You know, which is now the Chinese Catholic Church?
No, it's the Italian St. Peter's Church right
oh,
here.
Oh, I see. About
and that was all the cemetery in
oh.
there. And as a child, that was my playground over in the cemetery, playing those old vaults and places.
Oh.
And then they moved the... What was left, of course, they moved them, but all there wasn't much left. I would just pick up a little bit of the dirt from the grave and move it.
Mm-hmm. Now, that church is just about a couple blocks from
no,
here, isn't it?
No, it's just the next block.
Oh, next block. Oh, I see. So the cemetery, Catholic cemetery, was that close, huh?
Yes, from the next street clear to the next street.
Oh.
And then it went up. There's a Cathedral High School there.
I'm not familiar with that.
And then there's a Chinese church there, too.
A Catholic Chinese church.
Mm-hmm. Is it Catholic?
Uh-huh. Across the street, right?
Yes. Well, it's same side as the school is. It's on Cottage Home Street.
So what else do you do? For recreation or something like that?
Nothing.
Do you still drive a car?
Yes.